Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon, known for more than a century as the Prince of Preachers, began his remarkable ministry at age 18. Early in his ministry, Spurgeon was speaking when a fire broke out in a tabernacle. Not understanding or hearing what the commotion was all about, he urged the people to remain seated, something that caused the deaths of several individuals. Spurgeon was absolutely devastated, and the tragedy plunged this young man into deep depression. He overcame it, but for the rest of his life, he battled depression, sometimes so severely he couldn't even rise from his bed. Depression is something that almost everyone faces to some degree at some point in time. But in most cases, depression is temporary, and in a few days or weeks, those dark clouds seem to lift and the sunshine reappears. For others, however, like a dark shadow, depression becomes a jailer that locks you within the bowels of darkness and seemingly allows no light into the cell of your life. Now, there are many external factors that contribute to depression. Unfulfilled expectations, personal failures of all kinds, circumstances from which there seems to be no escape, loneliness, letdown, physical weariness, and the oppression which comes from Satan. There are also internal or biological factors, chemical imbalances, temperaments which are dark and moody, and a host of other factors far too elusive for documentation and even sometimes to understand. Sometimes depression is spiritual. Look at Jonah, who ran from God, whose self-pity turned to depression. The individual who turns his back on God and realizes there is no other hope or light is easily depressed. Sometimes trying to pinpoint the cause is futile. If it's there, it's there no matter what has caused it. The objective is to escape its grasp. Spurgeon took heart that one of his favorite Bible characters, an individual who was known as a man after God's own heart, King David, also struggled with depression. In one of David's prayers, he cried out, "O Lord, your arrows have pierced me. There is no health in my body. My bones have no soundness because of my sin. My guilt is overwhelming me like a burden too heavy to bear. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart." But David threw himself on the mercy of God, and his equilibrium was restored. Again he cried, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Some people work through their own depression. Others need help, and without strong individuals to lean upon, they may be swallowed up by the darkness of the soul that vexes their lives. Knowing that it's okay to say, "I need help, and I need it now," takes courage, but it's the first step. If you see someone who withdraws, who isolates himself or herself, who neglects appearance, who sleeps or turns to drugs or alcohol, who despairs of getting better, you need to be the one who helps that person get help. God is not indifferent to the suffering of someone who needs to break the bondage of depression, and those who struggle with it need help emotionally, physically, and spiritually too. Personally, I've never struggled with depression, but having sat and listened to those who describe its darkness is like listening to someone tell about a world that I've never entered. But God is the God of the living, and Jeremiah wrote, "His compassions fail not."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.